Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by Professional Organizer Training by Angela Aynor from the Professional Organizer's Edge.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast.
We're your hosts. I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organized.
And I'm Kirsty Ferrugia from Feels Like Home.
We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organized.
To hang out with us more, check out the Art of Decluttering on Facebook and Instagram.
And we'd love you to check out our website, artofdecluttering.com.au, and see all that's happening over there.
Let's get started.
We are really, really excited about this week's episode because it's something that has come organically out of our online course community. And we're talking about the micro declutter.
Yay, micro declutter.
And the micro declutter really was born out of some people in our course going, I just don't have time. And we talked about 15 minutes of power and how to get stuff done in 15 minutes. And they're like, we can't even find 15 minutes. And so the micro declutter was born, and a micro declutter really is allowing kind of 1 to 5 minutes, 5 minutes max, like 1 or 2 minutes to declutter a particular thing.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to take it up to 15 minutes, you're more than welcome to, but they are designed to be quick, short, easy. You can do it while you're waiting for a child to get off the toilet or if you're waiting for
your porridge to cook in the microwave.
Yeah. Exactly. Some short little bursts of times.
It is that really quick burst. It's not a pre-planned declutter usually. The micro declutter is really taking advantage of those snippets of time that you have that are otherwise wasted maybe scrolling through Instagram. And so today's episode was requested by Keedwin, who has been leading the charge in our online community that's for our course people. And she's really been leading the charge with hashtag micro declutter and it's totally taken off. And it's something that we developed probably, or we came up with the idea probably 6-7 months ago, Kirst, maybe even a bit longer now, where we were saying, you know, while your 2 minute noodles are cooking in the microwave, we want you to declutter your chopsticks. Like we don't want you to declutter the kitchen. You don't need to declutter all your cutlery. You're just going chopsticks or baby spoons. Like really, really pulling it down to the smallest unit possible and then decluttering that category.
Yes. And our, as Amy said, our course community are loving it so much so we've created a bingo.
Yeah. So this is called Declutter Bingo. So if you go to outofdecluttering.com.au/bingo, you can sign up to receive our bingo card. And basically the bingo card is 30 pictures, so no words on it, 30 pictures of items that you can do micro declutters on.
And you can be as creative with those pictures as you like. So if something sparks an idea in you, go with that idea. Like we've got a picture of a dog. We're not saying that we want you to declutter the dog. We're saying that you can declutter paraphernalia around pets, or if it sparks the idea of toys, go and declutter just the puppy dogs of your kids' toys.
Yeah, you might be a vet and this inspires you to go and declutter the dog pamphlets from your desk at work.
Yeah.
Like whatever. I was thinking so it's kind of designed with 30 so that if you want to do it over a month, you've got around 30 days in most months. Otherwise, you can just do them all in one day if you like, because really it could take you an hour to do all of these if you wanted. But the first one is 2 champagne glasses. And I thought, you know, you can obviously declutter some excess champagne glasses that you don't need anymore. But they also might represent for you maybe wine glasses or drinking glasses. And if you don't want to declutter actual glasses, maybe you could use that picture to inspire you to declutter something from your wedding or your engagement party. Or you might even have bottles of wine that someone gave you that you don't like. Like if I got Moscato, I would be decluttering it on picture one and giving it to Kirsty because that's her drink of choice. So the pictures really can, they're just a trigger for you to get creative.
Yes. And as Amy said, it is meant to be scaled right down so they're not overwhelming. And yes, 30 pictures might seem overwhelming to you, depending on your house, but we are trying to eliminate the overwhelm, and we don't want you to get bogged down. We want you to be able to take the first thing that pops into your mind and to be able to easily, quickly do it in 1 to 5 minutes. We don't want you necessarily to get stuck in that place for 3 hours. If you do come across something that is getting you to think really hard and you get stuck, let that go for today and move on to the next thing. And then come back when you've thought about it, or when you do have half an hour or 3 hours, you can come back to that picture.
Yeah, and these are not the jobs that you want to necessarily, though you can, pull out. So picture number 3 is of a necklace. But we're not saying pull out all the necklaces you own, decide which ones you love, care for them, find a storage solution, clean the ones that have gone a bit funny. We're not saying that. We're saying in 1 minute, can you pick a necklace that you're not going to wear anymore? And you can use these pictures to do whatever you want. For instance, there's a picture of a car. Now, someone in our course recently, as part of a micro declutter challenge, got rid of a car that was dead and dying in their driveway that had been there for a while. They just got someone to come pick it up. I think, what was it, Kirst? They got $200 from the junkyard.
Yeah.
So you could declutter a car, or you could go into your car and get rid of 5 pieces of rubbish, or declutter the console, or declutter the glove box. Like, get creative.
Yes. This is all just to spark your creativity, and we hope that it is a good jumping off point.
Yeah. And if you want some examples of areas that you could declutter, just scroll back through our podcast list. For instance, episode 35 is about medications. Now, you might think, oh, that's quite a big area, but you can micro declutter your medication box by going, I'm just going to do Band-Aids, or just bandages, or just medicine cups, or I'm just going to declutter scripts. Like, there's just so many. It's like you refine until you get to one tiny little thing that is literally going to take you a minute and a half to declutter.
Mm. Yeah, and that's what we love about this declutter bingo, because it is like an accordion. It can expand and contract as much as you want it to, because you can go, all right, I'm going to use this download to spend 3 hours on each category.
Yeah, so it can really be whatever. So we're getting a funny look from Jared right about this point in our podcast, because we're sitting in his studio and the rubbish truck has just come past, because it's Wednesday and it's rubbish day. So you'll have to excuse the truck, but I reckon you guys are all totally fine about hearing a truck in the background, and we can just keep going with the micro declutter.
And it might inspire you to declutter your plastic bags that you use for rubbish.
Or maybe you've got bins around the house that are not necessarily being used, and that's your micro declutter. Actually get rid of the bin.
Yeah. Awesome. Yes, as I was saying, it can contract and expand as much as you want it. So if you do want to use these to do 3-hour declutters in each of the areas, go for it. If you just want to do half an hour in each area, go for it. As we said, we've designed it to be quick declutters, but you can make it whatever you so desire.
Yeah, and Kirst, I'm hoping that you can give me some advice here, because so we already started this declutter bingo. We gave it to our online course community on the 1st of January as a little bit of a bonus for those guys, and we're going to continue adding bonuses for our online course community. So if you want to be part of that, you've got to be in it. But the bingo, some of them were like reposting the photo up with crosses across the ones that they'd done. How do they do that?
Oh, you just hop on your phone and you edit the photo.
And then they were like putting across and then resaving it.
Yeah.
That makes really good sense.
Yeah. So that's why it's called Declutter Bingo. So you can get a stamp or you can colour it in or cross it off however you want. And unfortunately, there's no money being given away for the person who does the declutter the quickest.
Though you'll have a decluttered house. That's a pretty good prize.
That is an awesome prize, but there's no prize from us. It is just a fun little thing that we've designed to help you declutter, micro declutter. And we do really hope that it is, as we said, a balancing off point so that you can find another 30 items that you could go and declutter in 1 to 2 minutes.
And the beautiful thing about the Declutter Bingo is you can do it, do all those little crosses, post it up in our community and go, look how well I did. But then in 3 months' time, this exact picture you can do again for other items. So part of the reason we designed the micro declutter is because people were feeling overwhelmed, like short on time, short on ideas. What do I do? Do I need to set aside a week, a month to declutter? How do I do it in amongst my busy life?
Yes, and that's what we love, this concept of a micro declutter, because it is as big or as large, and you can go from, you know, as Amy said, like with the cutlery drawer, just focus on the chopsticks. And then the next time you go to this bingo, you focus on the wooden spoons that you've got 15 of, and just, you know, and you can set yourself a task of, I'm going to get rid of one of these items, or you can set a task of, I'm going to get rid of 5, or I'm going to just keep what I need. You know, it's endless in its possibilities and its creativity. So we would love it if you guys use hashtag declutter bingo when you come and post your photos on our Facebook community, which is called what, Amy?
The Art of Decluttering Community. So if you just facebook.com/theartofdecluttering community, you do have to request entry to join. But that's just so that we can keep it a safe place for you, so that we know what's happening in the group, and we want you to come in and be part of that community. What I also love about this, Kirst, is the micro declutter is for everyone. So I have found this micro declutter really good. Like, I'm a minimalist, you're a minimalist, but we can do this declutter challenge, because if I look at the, let me pick one. Let's have a look. Okay, bike. So do we have any bikes that we can declutter? No, we only have 4 bikes. We only have 4 people. But do we have pumps that don't work anymore? Probably. Do we have patches? Do we have helmets that don't fit? You know, you can, do we have panniers? Do we have toolkits? Do we have things we need to get?
Yes, that's exactly where I was going. I was like, we just replaced our kids' helmets for Christmas because they had, you know, they were old and broke, not broken completely, but they weren't as safe as they could be. So I'm like, you know, maybe it is time to upgrade your bike. Simon is always, it's always a good time. He's a cyclist. It's, how many bikes do you have? N plus one.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah. N plus one. It's a known thing for all cyclists. How many bikes do you need? N plus one.
Oh my gosh, that's going to be a social media post this week. That's, yeah, the best.
And I can guarantee you that my friend Laura and her husband Cam, he has N plus one as well.
Yeah, so I've got quite a few clients that, in fact, Carly, who's started working for me, her hubby is also a cyclist, and I'm pretty sure N plus one is exactly how he would describe his bike collection.
Yeah. So as much as it is declutter bingo, there is often a time and a place to actually purchase new things or replace things. So this can be a launching pad for those inspirations as well, as long as you get rid of the old helmets. Or not in the butt case of N plus one cyclist, but but for the rest of us normal human beings, then we would, if we were upgrading our bike, we would get rid of the other one. So that's what else we wanted to talk to you about, is about donating.
Are you itching to become a professional organiser? Are you bursting at the seams to begin but don't know where to start? Have you practiced organising your friends but need a boost of confidence before taking your skills to actual paying customers? With Angela and her professional organiser training program, you are in safe and experienced hands. With over 13 years of experience under her belt, she shares everything you need to know about becoming a professional organiser. There are in-person and online training options. Check out all the details at creatingorder.com.au.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah, so one of the really good tips when you're doing declutter bingo or when you're in a decluttering blitz is to have a box on the go at all times. That's for the op shop. So we, Kirsty and I, worked together this week, which is the first time, and it was so much fun. And what I did before we went to the job is I went to Bunnings. Actually, Cal went to Bunnings on my behalf and picked up some boxes that we could use for donations. Often, usually, I'll use plastic bags for donations, but if I know there's going to be lots of books or heavy things, having a box on the go is great because you can move it around the house with you as you do your declutter or as you do your micro declutters, and then just put it in the boot of the car and take it straight to an op shop so that you don't end up with everything just in a pile in the corner and you just forget about it.
Yeah, or you've got it and it's still on your mental load because you still need to get that thing out of your house. And we find often with clients is that if we leave the donations with them, they will often go back and take that thing back into it. Will, you know, be reabsorbed into the family home, particularly if kids see what has been donated on their behalf. So we really recommend donating items that are good quality. Please take them to your local op shop or appropriate donation place. And if they're ready for the bin, that is the place for them. Amy and I were talking yesterday about how we are keen environmentalists and we want to care for our planet. However, sometimes the only place for things is the bin. And that's because they've been well used and well loved, and we can do a Marie Kondo and thank the item for its place in our life and then let it go. And it's, that doesn't mean that we can't upcycle or reuse or, you know, find a creative solution for it. But that creative solution does not need to be inside your home necessarily.
Mm. I really like that, Kirst.
What did we say yesterday? You had a really good comment about,
yeah, I was talking
landfill.
About how once something's discarded, whether in your home or at a tip, it's already landfill. So everything in your house effectively is landfill. It's just that you're using some of it still. But once you're finished with something, say you've got a vacuum cleaner that you have upgraded, you no longer use it, it's busted, you can't even use it for parts, you can't sell it, you can't send it to an op shop, but you're hesitant to send it to landfill because your greeny brain is saying landfill's bad. But currently, that vacuum cleaner is landfill. It's just in your house. You have landfill in your house. But actually, the right place for that is a tip. And Kirst, you told me something that I hadn't thought about before in terms of sending rubbish to landfill when it is rubbish rather than keeping it in your home.
Oh, that being out in the air and exposed to the elements helps things break down quicker. So having it in our home, having plastic in our home, you know, and not being used, in the instance of the vacuum cleaner, it's not breaking down quicker in our home. It's just taking up space. And yes, as much as plastic, it's not great for plastic, you know. What we need to find a good solution for plastic recycling and plastic, we are not at all, please hear our hearts. Our hearts is not that we want to send everything to landfill and that it's the best place for everything and we don't care about the environment. We don't care about the fumes being sent off into the world because of plastic being broken down in landfill. but landfill, you know,
the, it has its place.
It has its place, and we should be stopping as much as we can getting from landfill, but there is a time and a place to use it. And things, if it's not being, our houses can't break things down as well as landfill can. So if it is becoming landfill in your home, it needs to be landfill, or you can be thinking thoughtfully about where else can it go, because your house does not need to be the tip.
Correct. And let's just talk, I know this is not my credit card, but let's just talk about rubbish for a moment. The best way, the only way to reduce what goes to landfill is consume less. Yes. Purchase less, purchase wisely, purchase for the long term, buy things that are sustainable, find things that are locally made. That is the only way, because here's the reality, is every single thing you ever purchase at one stage or another, it will end up in landfill.
Or every in rubbish.
Single thing will end up rubbish.
Yeah.
Every single thing. The house that you bought will one day end up as rubbish, because someday down the future, somebody will knock that house down. Every item of clothing that you purchase in your entire life will at one stage or another end up as rubbish. Whether it's landfill or recycled or upcycled, it's rubbish. So the only human possible way to reduce your impact long term, like hundreds of years term, is reduce what you buy, because manufacturers only manufacture what people are going to buy.
Yeah.
So stop buying stuff you don't need and then feeling bad about putting it in landfill. Just don't buy it to start off with. Like, I know it's hard and I know it's a simple solution to a complex problem.
Yes.
But it is the solution.
Yes. And that's when you are frustrated by sending stuff to landfill, let that be your motivator. You can't go back in time and change your consumption of that product, but you can change your behavior today around your consumption of new products. So you can be more thoughtful. You can think about the environment more. You know, you can go out and buy metal straws instead of buying plastic straws. You can go out and buy sustainable things that are better for our environment. So we want to encourage you to be more thoughtful and mindful consumers. And then you won't have to play this declutter bingo quite so hard.
Yeah.
And as much.
Exactly. Oh, I'm loving it.
But for those of you who do need to play it.
I think we can all play it.
Yes, we're all
Because
do.
Once you've decluttered, you're way less likely to buy a whole lot of stuff you don't need, because you can see what you have and you enjoy the minimalist lifestyle. So everything you do in declutter bingo and the micro declutters all works towards your vision, or our vision, of having less of an impact on the earth.
Yes.
More of a positive impact, less of a negative impact at least.
Yes, and we have got an episode also on rubbish, our most rubbish episode.
That was so much fun, that episode.
So go back and listen to that episode. It's called Rubbish. And we ask you to count how many times we say rubbish, because it's our most rubbish episode ever.
I'm going to read to you a review that was left on iTunes from the Heatheringen family, and they say, "The world of decluttering and organizing is truly blessed by your conversations. Thank you."
Whee!
It's just like, warm, that's squishy. Beautiful. I know. So thank you so much for leaving that review. And as always, when you leave a review on Facebook or iTunes or on your podcast app, it helps other people to find our podcast, and it helps us because we get to reach the world with our message.
Yeah, algorithms. Fun.
Algorithms.
Things.
We don't understand them fully, but we know that when you engage with us, it helps.
And other people love hearing, I love hearing reviews, not just on my stuff. Like,
yeah,
obviously I love hearing reviews of how we've helped people, but it's so encouraging. You know, when you want to, you know, buy a product or use a service, everybody looks for reviews. So
yeah.
If you love this podcast, let other people know.
And another thing you can do to support Kirsty and I and the venture that is Out of Decluttering is that you can support us on Patreon. So, Kirst, tell us what Patreon is for those who have never heard of it.
Ooh, Patreon is a supporter. Ooh, great question.
listener-supported
platform where you can go and help creatives be more creative by supporting them for as little as $1 a month. So you can support us and you get access to some secret episodes that we've created just for Patreon supporters. And we're just really thankful for all those supporters that we already do have, and it just helps us to be able to come into this beautiful studio, hire the services of our amazing friend Jared, and be able to be here having fun. And yeah, it just takes the load off us financially.
Yeah, so we would love you to join us. patreon.com/theartofdecluttering. The link is also in the show notes. I'm excited to see how you guys go with the declutter bingo. Make sure you check it out. Just go to our website /bingo and you'll be able to find that.
And thanks again, Kedwin, for the suggestion. It's been lots of fun and we love our course community.
All right. Have an amazing week. Get onto your micro declutter bingo and we'll see you over in the Facebook community. That's where this will be going off this week.
Hashtag declutter bingo.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom. Are you itching to become a professional organiser? Are you bursting at the seams to begin but don't know where to start? Have you practised organising your friends but need a boost of confidence before taking your skills to actual paying customers? With Angela and her professional organiser training program, you are in safe and experienced hands. With over 13 years of experience under her belt, she shares everything you need to know about becoming a professional organiser. There are in-person and online training options. Check out all the details at creatingorder.com.au.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.